Open Windows, August the 25th. Curse of the Earth Touched. Creation was subjected to frustration, but not by its own choice. Romans 8, verse 20. In searching for a sentence that will serve as a window through which what we have in view can be seen, the one that seems most potent is "the curse of the earth touched." To understand what is meant by those last three words is to have an explanation of an immense amount of history, spiritual and temporal. The nature and features of the curse, as the Bible everywhere reveals, are frustration, thwarting, bafflement, discontent, abortion, confusion, travail, breakdown, and an ever-defeated struggle against despair and death. Why is it that so many things which have greatly served the purpose of God have eventually fallen apart, broken up, and have little more than a great past to live upon? Why is it that the Lord himself has not circumvented this and preserved intact these instruments and vessels that he has used? Why is it that division upon division follows almost endlessly the course of many things which have been very jealous for an utter position as to Bible truth? These and many such questions have but one answer. The answer is the earth touch. Somewhere, somehow, that blighting contact has been made. There has been a gesture towards this earth. Man has put his hand on heavenly things and tried to bring them to this earth. It might be a New Testament church of a composite nature. Certain things taught, enacted and done in conformity with the record in the New Testament. A certain order, technique and construction. These things have been drawn together for a creed, a form of procedure, and made the basis, the form and standard, the constitution of a body, an institution, a society. Man's mind and man's hand defining, controlling, and holding. The verdict of history is that God will not just commit himself to any such thing. The apostles did not take a blueprint of New Testament churches wherever they went. The outcome of their work was a crisis, a climax to an old creation, and the fiat of the new. What followed of order and knowledge was organic, not organized, spontaneous, not imposed, life, not legality, and above all, heavenly, not earthly. It was only when man pulled this down onto the earth that things went wrong. Oh, this earth touch, how deadly it is! When will the Lord's people understand the essential meaning of their union with Christ in heaven?